Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We think we gave you a good stuff early in the show. First couple of segments on some sobering numbers on retirement and concerns that people have all across the age spectrum on how long they're going to have to work, how much money they put away, how much they've saved. That was the first couple segments. Ask Adam Anything, where I think we blended Bob Hope and Jack Nicklaus together. Is that a fair assessment?
We absolutely blended them together along with Adam's affinity for smelling markers.
Yes, yes. He barely misses a store. We're in a very creepy, uncomfortable, disconcerting way. He would go in there and stare at people and smell markers.
And feel
is
the paper.
Is any of that inaccurate?
No.
What I just said?
No. He'd check out the card stock, you know, just kind of feel, you know, rub it together in his fingers. Well, ooh, getting high off the fumes of some Crayolas, baby.
His meds are kicking in on him, okay? Then we had the House Minority Leader, Lisa Daemmeth, on. Off the news yesterday, which we discussed extensively with Joe Freeberg and with calls and texts on what happened with a use of force expert, how Mary Moriarty used her, didn't use her information. Was it shared all properly with the attorneys representing Trooper Londegren? And Lisa Daemmeth, again, House Minority Leader, and other Republicans want her out. They want her to resign. So she made her case. And we had a lot of texts and calls on that. Jamie Yuccas with her very unique voice today, fresh off the marriage. And now we're going to get to a couple other things. Jason will join us top of the hour. You want to explain liquid death to me, Dave Harrigan? Liquid death. We both saw this earlier. You sent me a story about it. Tell people about liquid death. If they don't know what it is, and why it was valued yesterday at $1.4 billion. $1.4. And how about the investors? Among the investors, Josh Brolin and DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, just, you know, normal folks who apparently are hanging out together. By the way, it once in 2022 was worth $700 million. I think it's a pretty good run for this company called Liquid Death.
Liquid Death is water. It is a brand of water. 5-10 years ago, maybe it started. At least that's when I first heard about it. They've got the tagline.
I think so.
The tagline, murder your thirst. And I just went to liquiddeath.com because that's what you do. And you look at, you know, they've got, I've had their just regular plain old water.
I have to.
After the first time I had it was after one of the triathlons I did. Pat myself on the back.
Of course. What are you, Carter? You just had to work that in after one of my triathlons.
Well, I need to explain it because I need to set the scene because just as you were crossing the finish line, they hand you a banana, you know, a granola bar, something like that. And there were people from the Liquid Death tent handing out ice cold cans. They come in cans, like 16-ounce cans of the water. And they were half just saying, have some water. We swear it's just water. It's just water. Because people were looking and thinking, I don't want a beer right now or something like that.
Right.
I mean, they've got flavors like Cherry Obituary, Gravethrout, Death Dust, Squeezed to Death. It's very creative. But it's canned water that, in at least my opinion, is insanely overpriced. But apparently I'm wrong because they are now worth more than life itself.
Look up the controversy, with the Arnold Palmer drink. Remind me that. It seemed like they went way beyond, and we discussed this, it was maybe a year ago or so, when they were trying to come up with their own drink, which basically was an Arnold Palmer. And it was fairly vicious. I think it was in the mortality area again. But honestly, are we just suckers? Is that it? Or are these guys geniuses that it's just water in a can with some flavoring? Yeah. And they're now worth $1.4 billion. We're doing a dopey afternoon radio show, and these folks just come up with death water and other terms where 80% of the potential consumers are thinking, no, I don't want to have alcohol. And it's worth $1.4 billion. Failures.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous failures. It was called the Armless Palmer. The threat of the lawsuit had them change it to Dead Billionaire is what they rebranded it.
That's gross, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's insane. And like the messaging on their cans, you know, they have these, you know, quirky little stories or some of how liquid death came to be. And it's completely ridiculous. It's meant to be a farce, but for whatever reason, they've found one heck of a niche.
Bravo. Airbnbs. Remember we talked about this, I think it might've been last year, about indoor security cameras. I'm staying in an Airbnb right now. So I found banning the use of all indoor security cameras, which is an update to the policy. Previously, security cameras were allowed in common areas so long as hosts disclose them to guests before booking. They had to be visible and were not allowed in sleeping areas or bathrooms. This policy takes effect April 30th. Okay. Dave Harrigan is the homeowner, and he's got his place on Airbnb. We don't know each other. I rent your place out for a month. And you have your cameras all around. God knows why you would have your cameras around. Okay. Do you think, is there any part of you believes, because I'm now, and in this case you don't know me, I know it's a dream of yours, that you should be able to have your cameras on? Chad, I'm just going to tell you, I got cameras in the common areas, I got cameras in the bedroom, I have them everywhere, and that's just a stipulation, and if you don't want my place, see.
Well, first of all, speaking of a dream, the fact that I would even let you into my home when I was there, let alone not there, is whew, that's crazy talk. That's Carter on markers talk. If I were looking for a VRBO, Airbnb, whatever, and they told me flat out, there is a camera here and there's a camera here, just so you know, I'm not staying there. There's absolutely no way.
That's it.
It's a non-starter. If you're telling me you have one camera and it's only in the kitchen, well, I don't care. You can find somebody else to rent your place.
Yeah, I'm with you 1,000%. It was the hypothetical. No, and I get it. You're both in this business transaction where at times you're going to be surprised. I will say, for us, with this adventure, it's been a 10 with the folks we've dealt with. House has lived up to what they said. When we've had a few things, even when the Wi-Fi, the actual direct connect with the equipment here, when I reached out and said, listen, first few weeks, not an issue at all, He's glitched a little bit lately. He upped the speed. Anything else, they've been great. Doesn't always work out that way. And I get it's a bit of a leap from, hey, what I see on the pictures to also now I'm the homeowner, and are these guys going to be responsible and reasonable? But no way. Cameras in the bedroom, cameras in the bathroom, camera. No. You have to accept that you've made this decision, and if someone is at your house, they should expect that privacy. End of conversation, right?
Yes, and if they do something to damage your property, there's plenty of ways to go back and you know, get that financial reimbursement. Have them take care of it.
You want to chime in on either one of these topics? Are you buying liquid death? Are you buying the power of the slightly flavored water and the phenomenon it has become? 1.4 billion. Bowing towards these folks for pulling off. And the indoor camera debate with Airbnbs. We'll get to both with Jason. If you want to chime in, you certainly can also. 651-461-9226 here on CCO.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the exact opposite. It's not. I don't want these meaningless mentions.
I don't know if I'll be able to sleep.
Well, no,
I get so many mentions on Twitter. It's just exhausting.
That's not what I said. Okay. Not even close what I said.
A lot of off-air whining from Hartman.
At an Airbnb if there's cameras all around?
The more cameras, the better. That's what
you
I
are
want.
You are an exhibitionist.
I prefer it. I feel most comfortable in front of multiple cameras.
Yeah. I mean, how many selfies would you take? I'm looking at your tweet today. No selfie. How come?
We're mixing it up. I always try to mix it up.
Okay.
You know, yesterday I posted, I think I put like a billboard graphic up. You know, I mean, I try to mix it up.
Well, that was after you showed a selfie of yourself at the math debate. Okay.
Yeah. Already hit my quota for the day. One was enough.
Yes. What do you think about your new competitor, Kristi Noem, going after
Prada? Oh, my gosh. I am furious.
I'm shocked.
Well,
surprise.
I know things are a little fast and loose in the Dakotas, but I cannot imagine that in Minnesota that would be legal. Right? Like, you can't have elected officials taking.
No.
Now, if she didn't get anything for that, like, then she's an idiot. And the Republicans should be like, what kind of, you know, business executive is this? Right. Forget it. Like, I hope she got all of those veneers for free. And if I were a cosmetic dentist in South Dakota, I'd be a little ticked.
Yeah, it's she had a biking accident or something, and teeth fell out, knocked out.
Supposedly.
And she's bragging up Texas Smile.
It's funny.
And what they did.
Good for her.
I mean, are we really heading there with, like, reps and congressmen and governors, lieutenant governors?
I think at most states this is illegal. Like, you can't even, you know, if you wanted to take, like, Steve Simon out for dinner, like, I think you can't, like, spend more than $25 on somebody.
You don't think Steve can start touting, hey, I was at Manny's last night. Manny's is the best place around.
I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. No, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it opens up a lot
Plus, like, hey. Stay out of my business, okay?
Yeah, we don't
Christy?
Want the competition.
My gosh.
Hey, time to get 75% off installation labor on Infinity for Marvin Windows. Do it right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.